The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 146, another one that starts and ends with praising God. Not all psalms are like that. Psalm 22 starts with a cry of anguish, my God, why have you forsaken me? It still ends with praising God. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born that he has done this. That's giving honor to God for what he has done. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Pray that you guide us in our daily walk as you speak to us through your word, and we dedicate our lives to you today and every day. So please be with us and teach us your word and your ways. Good morning, saints. We are reading Psalm 146, verse 10 in the NKJV. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. As children of God, as just human beings living on this planet, we do face all kinds of situations. Jesus himself said, in this world you will have troubles, but don't let your heart be troubled by it, because he has overcome the world. So when we face situations, we sometimes feel confused or angry or something like that, and God isn't shocked by our feelings or our reactions. He is never taken by surprise. He knows us inside and out. He knows what we're feeling. He knows what we're thinking. He knows everything. So it's a bit pointless trying to pretend that we're still fine and everything's cool and just don't tell God that I'm feeling this angry, because I don't think he'll be chuffed with me if he thinks I'm so angry. And yet, you know, we can tell God exactly how we're feeling, how angry we are, how upset we are, all those things throughout the Psalms that you can hear that. And yet, we need to remember to praise him. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 are my favorite scriptures for all time. Do not be anxious, but by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So being honest with God does not give us a license to complain, because the Israelites that did not enter the promised land are the ones that complained. But we can be honest about our feelings. What we do need to do is not allow our feelings to rule over us. Our feelings are just that, feelings, nothing else. They do not dictate our outcome. They do not dictate the way things happen in our lives. They are simply feelings. And we can choose, despite our feelings, to praise God. Because no matter what's happening, God has just still given you the air that you breathe, the planet you're walking on, and the water you drink, the food you eat, and the clothes that you wear. And whatever you have or have not got, whether it's a car or a house or anything in between, God gives good gifts to his children. Whether it's a piece of bread or a peppermint crisp tart, it doesn't matter. God is still good, no matter what it is, no matter how good it is, no matter how big it is, no matter how little it is, it is still good. Because God is good all the time. That you can put on my gravestone. God is good all the time. Because that's what I believe and that's what I live by. So, in Psalm 146 verse 10, we are stating the obvious. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. It's like saying, water is wet or fire is hot. Yes, it's true. And yet we need to remind ourselves of the truths in God's word. Let us arise and shine, and let our lights shine before this world that needs his love so badly. Have a blessed day.